Washington, this is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump has accepted the nomination for president of the Republican Party. Painting an America in dire straits, he described himself as the only candidate capable of making the U.S. safe.
We will be a country of generosity and warmth, but we will also be a country of law and order.
He's using his Republican convention address to denounce Democrat Hillary Clinton as part of the political class causing the nation's troubles. Trump's speech on the closing night of the Republican convention marked his highest profile opportunity to unite his fractured party and quiet Americans' concerns about his preparedness to be president. He was introduced by his oldest daughter, Ivanka, who, seeking to reshape Trump's divisive image, said her father is the person to make America great again.
Come January 17, all things will be possible again. We can hope and dream and think big again. No one has more faith in the American people than my father. He will be your greatest, your truest, and your most loyal champion.
Overseas allies as well as voters at home are closely watching that address, which comes the day after his suggestion that he might not defend America's NATO partners as president. Hillary Clinton will accept the Democratic Party's presidential nomination next week in Philadelphia. And Turkish-U.S. relations will be significantly affected by last week's failed coup, and Turkey will take a mutual benefit approach to diplomacy between the two countries, according to Turkey's chief of international relations. This is VOA News. UN officials say a dozen police officers from Britain, Germany, and Sweden have been banned from returning to the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan after they left during recent fighting without consulting mission chiefs. A UN deputy spokesman said UN peacekeepers have therefore decided to disinvite the officers to return to South Sudan. Recent clashes between opposing army factions loyal to the president and the vice president have left hundreds dead. Police departments across the United States have updated tactics and procedures following targeted attacks on police officers in the cities of Dallas, Texas, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that killed 8 police officers. That story now from VOA's Chris Simpkins.
I thank you for this warrior who just came here to visit his fallen brothers.
Police in Baton Rouge mourn the fallen officers killed in targeted shooting attacks.
It's unjustified. It's unjustifiable. The violence, the hatred just has to stop.
Despite the violence and protests, police officers understand they still have a job to do.
And after I make my peace with God, I leave out my door, and I'm willing to give my life for any one of you out here.
Law enforcement analysts say many police departments feel embattled after years of nationwide protest against police violence. Demonstrations in Baton Rouge led police officer Montrell Jackson, who was later gunned down in a targeted killing, to post on Facebook, "I love this city, but I wonder if this city loves me." Relations between police and African American communities remain tense, especially after viral videos showed the graphic shooting death of an African American man by police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and later the aftermath of a deadly shooting in Falcon Heights, Minnesota.
Every black person in this world don't think like that. I respect you. I appreciate that you leave your family to come take care of my family to protect me.
Now more officers are looking for ways to bridge a divide between them and those protesting police brutality against blacks. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.
And here in the U.S., the National Basketball Association is moving the 2017 All-Star Game out of the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, because of its objections to a state law that limits anti-discrimination protection for lesbian, gay, and transgender people. The league had expressed its opposition to the law, known as HB 2, since it was enacted in March. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.